December 6th, 2041, 5:17 a.m. I take in the city, all of it, the smell, the taste, the fear, and instantly regret it. 20 years ago, I last called this city home, and returning dredges up toxic memories I've tried to bury. Back then, I joined the army to escape this place, but I should have known better. It's part of me, like an arm or a leg. As hard as I try, I can't just cut it off and drop it into the sewer. The ghetto streets haven't changed much. They're empty and exhausted. The air smells foul, a toxic stew of anger and depression, held together by the will to survive at the expense of anyone and anything. If I breathe deeply and concentrate, I can still catch the faintest trace of hope. When that dies off, the country will go completely to hell. As far as I can tell, it's a race to see who gets there first. It or me. I'm betting on me. An almost full moon takes the sting from the darkness. The moon reminds me of an old story a fellow soldier once told me. The story isn't particularly remarkable, but it stuck to me. Charlie was soldiering for a stretch, maybe 3 years, 2.5 more than me. He believed in a future. He believed good things waited for him when he finished his tour. He even believed that one day he'd get out of the army. Basically, he was an idiot who had no more sense than a pile of rocks. He liked to tell stories, most of them utterly nonsensical. But one night, under the silvery light of a moon, he told me a tale about three witches who control everyone's future. These witches weave strings that determine our destiny on a vast loom. Pull on one string and romance blooms. Tug on another and illness strikes. Cut the heartstring and death takes you. He called them the Fates. He said prayers to them every night, begging them to be good to him, to pull on the right strings. The next day, a sniper blew a hole in his head. Parts of his skull and brain splattered on my uniform. I still remember the sound the high-caliber bullet made as it ripped through his helmet and into his skull. A sickening thud. The sound of death. Maybe the Fates let him live just long enough to tell me their story. This way I'll know they're responsible for my predicament. It seems like something they do, like a poke in the eye. I think Charlie was right about the Fates, but he was wrong about one thing. Sucking up doesn't do much good with them. They'll weave the tapestries any way they damn well please. Still, in an odd way, the story offers me hope, a touch of solace. If these witches exist, they can change my fate, alter my path, add a new string to my tapestry. That would be good, because there's nothing but choppy water around me. It might be flimsy, this idea that the Fates can save me, but a drowning man will grab onto anything if he thinks it might keep him afloat, and I feel the water lapping against my face. Witches or not, I've returned to the city of my birth. North Philly looks only slightly different from the last time I was here. Most of the stores look the same. Small bodegas, a few bars, liquor stores, massage parlors, and check cashing places. One apartment building is newish, while the others look in worse shape. All the stores are locked up with heavy metal gates, except for a few of the seediest bars, and the random massage parlor with a red neon open sign still lit in a window. Down an alley, the moonlight reveals glimpses of the path before me. A rat scurries out of my way. A dumpster overflows to my right. Half a dozen empty bottles stacked against a wall on my left. Deep shadow-like wells live in the nooks and doorways here. I'm no more than 3 blocks from my destination, the apartment building where I spent what passed as a childhood. A shoe scrapes against the pavement behind me. Someone is sneaking up on me. A man. Thin, cautious. He walks quietly, which is not easy to do in an alley. I turn a few inches so the duffel over my shoulder blocks the stalker's view as I slip my hand into the pocket of my old army jacket and remove a 4-inch blade. A step moves him closer, and then one more. He's within arm's length now. If he wanted to kill me, he should have done it already.